A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Yud Gimel, Nedarim 13b, pagination is 26, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. We're dealing with cases of Nedarim, a person making a vow, and the classic case is the case of Hatfasa, where the person compares something that is permitted until now and compares it to something that, based on a vow, is prohibited. So that, for example, Yidar Hanoder, a person makes a vow to prohibit this loaf of bread, for example, just like an animal that, through his vow commitment, became a karbon and is also forbidden. And therefore, just like the karbon is forbidden, the loaf of bread will become forbidden. We have a general rule that when you make the neder, the vow, you have to make it in davar ha-nidar v'lo b'davar ha-asur. Something that became forbidden through a vow, and not something that's forbidden because of Torah law. Because if it's already forbidden for Torah law, even though the logic is, well, that's really intense prohibition, but it's the wrong type of prohibition to make this comparison, and it's not making a comparison between the item you're making the vow to and comparing it to a different item that became prohibited because of a vow. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us, Ve'elu mutarim, and these are cases that the vow will not take effect and the item will remain permitted. Chulin sha'ochaloch kebasar chazir. He compares the chulin, the regular food, that I would eat from yours, should be like pork. But pork is not forbidden because of a vow. Pork is forbidden because the Torah law says it's forbidden. And therefore, it would not bind the comparison, the hatfasa, to become prohibited. Likewise, if you skip a line at the end of a line, kechalas aron uchiturumaso mutter. If a person makes a comparison that things should be like the chala of the kohanim, or like the teruma that goes to the kohanim, it's going to be permitted. That's not considered an item of neder. Now, the Ran explains that we really have to think this through. Afal pi shachal iser ayadei kriyas shem. Even though the designation of the piece that becomes challah is through your intervention. And when something becomes teruma, it's because of your designation. But, the Ran explains, it's not you who's creating the prohibition. It's only you who's making the designation. Once you designate it, the prohibition comes from the Torah. The prohibition is not from you. Lo machmas nidrohu. It's not because you're making a vow of any sort. Maida asiri lizarim. The fact that it's prohibited to a non-kohen machmas isuruhu derama rachmana alayhu. It's because of a prohibition that the Torah places upon you. And as we know, ba'inan shayatvis bedavar hanidor velo bedavar ha'asur, in order to compare and create a neder, it has to be that you're comparing it to an item that became holy, became prohibited, because of you. And over here, indeed, your designation is designating it, but the prohibition is coming from a Torah source, not because of your vow. Finally, the end of the Mishnah, Ha'omer le'ishto, a person says to his wife, they must have had, Rachmana Litzlan, some sort of fallout, an argument, a spat, and he says to her, Harei Allah, at alai ki'ima, you shall be to me like my mother, meaning prohibited. He's trying to make a neder of hatfasa, comparing his wife to his mother. So the halacha is poschem lo pesach mimakom acher. We undo the vow with hataras nedarim, and we don't just say, "Oh, it's nothing." Shalo yako rosho lekach, so that he should not be lenient and haphazard, casual regarding such a vow, because as the Rishonim say, this was apparently the type of vow which some people would make in a moment, and if he would word it in a certain way that's differently than atfasa, then it actually would be binding. And therefore, when a person would make such a vow, they would make sure to do a formal hataras nedarim and not simply to tell him that it's no big deal. Now, I want to mention a fascinating Mishnah Lamelech, which is in the Rambam Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, in which the Mishnah Lamelech explores what types of wordings might actually make the neder binding. Mishnah Lamelech writes, Dafka be'omer hare'at ki'ima hu da'amrinan de'lo omar klum. It's only when a person makes a hatfasa, a comparison. He doesn't make an actual isser or a neder. He says, you should be like my mother. And then we say, lo omar klum, because the dynamics of a neder of that type, of hatfasa, of comparison, is that the item you're comparing it to has to be prohibited because of a neder, and the man's mother is not prohibited to him because of a neder. It's prohibited to him as a relationship because of Torah law. Mishum de'ikr nidro shalzeh machmas hatfasa hu. And if you're trying to do it through hatfasa, there is no hatfasa, because hatfasa has to be a neder being hung on another neder. However, if a person would say, hare at asura alai, if he would simply say, you are prohibited to me, yesh ka neder gomor, that would be a vow. He's not doing yidor hanoder, he's not doing a comparison, he's doing a straightaway prohibition. A person can make all kinds of rules upon himself, as a neder, as a shavua, as an oath. There are different things you can do. And what we're seeing over here is that the wording and the way he presents it can make all the difference. So that while our Mishnah is telling us that hatfasa is not going to work unless it's a davar hanidar, but there might be other ways that a person can create a binding prohibition, and therefore our Mishnah tells us that we would be poschen lo mimakom acher, we would make a hataras nedarim as if it was binding, because there are cases that such a vow would actually be binding. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.